Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. Sam Cooke and Change. All right. Since I am persuaded, that our world population, as it stands right now, could, you know, as we know, people today are dying. People are dying every day. Yes. And so, my friends, and I need to IDENTI. Yes, my friends, as I was saying, and please pardon me for being a little silent, a little distraction, yeah? However, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and Cosmic Philosopher, and I am Jamal Jed. Well, I don't have any other purpose than to talk about history and talk about the state of humanity, because I realize that because we don't provide for ourselves in the context that when you go to sleep at night, you hope that you wake up the next morning. And what is the situation we are in when you go to sleep? Is that you are not kept conscious like you are when you are awake and your attention is paid to a lot of things. Now, when you're not, you know how we can protect ourselves against danger of different kind of things that are happening around us, right? You can, if something is coming, yeah, at a certain rate of speed and like coming towards you, you can do something to evade that object coming towards you. And many other things, when we are awake and conscious, we can help ourselves with. You know, you will drink water, you will do a lot of things. And when you go to sleep, really, unless you're sick, you will have to wake up to do certain kind of stuff. But what I'm trying to say, I'm pointing towards the element of life where we do not provide for ourselves. Whatever we are doing, we depend upon the weather system. We depend upon the season of time. We depend on everything that makes us live from day to day. Why we can access different kind of things that we produce, but we produce them because not us. That make the farmers reap. They do not hold the key. The things that they do as a farmer, and you know what type of a crop you plant and how you fertilize or feed these things to make them grow, right? But remember, if you have a blizzard that come through your area and frost come through, Florida is not a frosty place, but sometime down in the, what you call it now, in the winter, you can have, you know, a thin layer of snow or stuff like that. You know, you get enough of that. For that period, the farmers take a big lick, you know, and a cutback of different things that they have planted, right? And therefore, I'm saying all of that to say this, that we do not, when we take it down to the bottom foundation of we living from day to day, we are not responsible in this context. We are not responsible for our upkeep in the universal sense. We do not. And if we don't have a good sense of where life is coming from, human life is not of any use. Us, except we eat and drink and whatever we want to do, eat and kill each other and whatever we want to do. And fucked up. So, our only connection to who we are is through history. Because as if you are to say, over long ago, our first ancestors lived. It's a long time. And without me pointing to the extreme of how far and how long that was, convincing without any other evidence that no living person from back then came and tell us anything. So think of all the things that we are living, the knowledge that we are living by. How do we come by it? And we did not talk to anybody who lived long ago back there. But they created the product that we are using today. We did not create it. And it's so delinquent when we don't even read the history textbook to know exactly what we are doing today and right now. You just think of the white people then. And I know it is a hard thing to face up to, white people, because they have done something to make themselves look like real people. Like they are civilized people. But I have the education. I have the education that I'm sitting here, and as long as I have been talking and sharing with others what they don't have time to even think about. So, you know, it's a easy thing for somebody to listen to me, whether, you know, regardless of how they feel about what I say. But the point is, it's something to be cautious about. If I am really talking about something that is needed for everybody who are civilized blood people, ethnic people, the hybrid set of people, if I'm talking something that is crucial for you to know, and you are a believing Christian, my friend, let me tell you something. You are in the worst danger of the little life that you have to live. You hear me? And we are in a situation where not even I miss, you know, or get away from what I'm describing. Because I have my own woes in connection to what I'm talking about. I was grew up to Christian parents, and Christianity is something that I grew up to think is the best type of thing in our life. Christianity. Now, lately, I have learned enough and depend on in our estimation of long time, it's a matter of a few years that I have been reading and trying to understand the circumstances about humanity, whether it is uncivilized or the civilized. It took a while for me to understand, let's say, the vocabulary in the Bible. It took me a bit of time, because guess what? As a Christian, you bias against other books, no matter what book it is. It could be anthropology. It could be dictionary or whatever it is. Everything must submit to the Bible, in that you don't apply the definitions of the same words in history or newspaper or magazine. You don't apply the same value to the Bible, those same words in the Bible. You do not regard those same words used in the Bible, and I don't mean the Message, but they are used because in the English is English, or if you're in Spanish, it's Spanish. So what I mean is the same words in your language that is in the Bible, and it's in a textbook, academic textbook, or magazine, the daily news, whatever. This white people sodomite Bible is ranked higher than those material in whether it's a legal issue. What I'm trying to say to you, what I grow up and find out, is that the Bible is esteemed above any other information, and it trumps, not Donald Trump, but it is put to excel above anything else, any concept or anything, this sodomite white people Bible. And from this, they have like federal law that govern the world. Now, the thing about it is this. It is a good thing that I come to read myself and find out it's not true. And what I find out, besides, in the process of me observing this distinction that Christianity has made the Bible to be paragon in the reading of anything. The Bible is paragon. All the big fat sodomite lies in the Bible about God and Jesus and Satan and Adam and Eve in the garden. They hold up the epistles of Paul, and we're, you really don't have anything to give the common people confidence in what they're reading. You don't have anything, because you cannot find God as a spirit God anywhere at all. Who tell anybody writing a Bible to write about a spirit God? Who tell them that? And you can't find these people to give account for it. So we are all here with these kind of these Bible and preaching and what you call now evangelizing and really destroying innocent people who will never understand that what you're reading about Adam and Eve in a garden is true. And the lies are in there for us to know that, you know, you should not be reading it. You should not be reading it. And these white men up there, they are up there talking right now. Talk about the Senate and the federal government. I am telling you right now that none of it is true. And who you see white people look like, I know that them really is. The story, we don't understand it. The Bible is not a non-fiction book. Some part of it, maybe, but not the creation story, not Genesis. And the most substantive part in the Bible that should be true is not true is the Genesis creation story. Because who write it are sodomite idiots, white people. Now, I have to say that because, look, I am not of their origin, and they don't have any right in the jurisdiction where we live. What are they doing in here? Because, right, them full regressive anomaly. Regressive anomaly. That's what these white people pull up. You right up here. You see them up here now talking about they are federal prosecutors. They have what they call federal prosecutor, and they use even African people to be prosecutors and be all kind of different things. And guess what? It is because the regression is complex. And once somebody is able to draw a veil over your thinking and make you start to choose a different concept until you don't know anything about the right concept anymore. You don't know about the right concept anymore. These white people that you see here in America and say they're running a government, they're not running any government. It's a criminal entity that they're running. FBI, Secret Service, nobody can prove that they are authentic operation that is based on a real government. Real government is what you read about in the world history textbook, not in a Bible. Not in a Bible. And what I'm trying to say to you, you'll think that reading a Bible and talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are two things. I take you right to Genesis creation and go to the first three chapters of Genesis, right? You read on between the first chapter and the second chapter, and you will see these sodomite idiots wrote about two different creations. Now, You're writing about a spirit God that make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest, and rest on 7 days. Why do you have to be two different types of God creating man out of the dust? Why you have to write two? Which one of them is right? All right. If you really believe that the Bible should be kept above everything else, it should not be based upon the word value, because words are used in different contexts to different things. So it should not be that we who read the Bible are biased against all other forms of communication and give to the Bible a reverence that don't belong to etymology. The respect and belief assertion, assert the assertiveness that we give to the Bible and the words that are used, we don't have the right to block out the meaning of what we are reading in the Bible. Black out the meaning we need to know. These people turned my mic off. When was the last one? A few days ago. But over the past like 2 weeks is a whole lot of my program. These sodomite people who come and invade us and say they are controlling us who are under kingship. They are controlling us, killing us. And if you will, oh my God, no, you stop it here. You stop it here. If you think Biden can send, you think he can send you think he can send the FBI and arrest me for the things that I'm saying? He can't. He cannot. The only thing that they possess is gun and all kind of disease, kind of evil things to knock the life out of you. That's all these white people have. And the limit to which we are corrupted, we don't know. And the things that we should know to protect ourselves against these sodomite white people, we don't know it. And we even are biased against them. Because when I tell you you are reading nonsense in the Bible that you believe and you don't even want to have the knowledge of it, you may laugh and you think it's a joke. And I can't even blame you if you do. Because when I tell you in the Bible here, where you're reading a lot of these junk and believe it's true, say from the beginning of God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Just that alone. What do you know about that? That is true. You don't know none. You know like me, say, it's not true. So you start off right there, and then you will realize what type of people the white people are writing these kind of stuff for. We who don't know and born and raised to Christian parents, we're never going to find out, because our parents are psychologically dead. And it takes some psychological energetic force to make something happen that we begin to pay attention and able to compare this to this and find out something. And then we get a breakthrough by that. White people don't care. White people right now, like the what they call the federal government. The federal government is with no fun, no joke. I'm serious 100%. The federal government is the world's most renowned, fake government. You see what I mean? It didn't start out in America. It basically started out way back in Africa. In Africa, when some of our ethnic people began to leave Africa, to go out into land outside of Africa. And that's where these white people attack the African hybrid people, both the Neanderthals and the wise human being. The distinction that we must know between white people and us is as simple as knowing that they originate from eight hominin species. We need to know that. We don't grow up knowing that. Because when they were monkeys, we don't even today have any way of knowing that, except we begin to read this world history textbook, a record of the past. So why I'm telling you, you can't depend on people that you come born and see that grow up into this system that is stink and nasty and clearly confusing. Confusion is killing us. It doesn't matter how we say we have university or other high level of education, because the kind of problem that we have, all of your brain now dead, and what they have done still enable you to read. Like what I'm saying, you have a problem that you are reading a lot of materials that are, say, non-fiction based material. And you understand without no problem. But those words, let's say you're speaking the English language, whenever you go to church, and whether you're singing out a song book about Jesus and God and the devil, you will not understand that you're reading confusion in the Bible, lies. And, you know, just what you call fictional things or lore, legend. You're reading in the most serious thing that you're believing in and you don't know. I point it out. And then the reason why you're never going to find out, though you're so educated, because you believe in Jesus, and you believe in this story about Adam and Eve, and you're not reading history right there. You're reading extracts of real history, where these sodomites, wherever they come from, we don't know where they come from, because they are in the world history textbook and need our attention to read and know. We don't know none. So they get the opportunity to write a Bible and write all these old bunch of nonsense in there, right? I mean, nonsense is better, cleaner word, right? Not cleaner, but I mean, I guess less pressure in there. But if you understand what I'm saying, you are reading a two creation in the Bible, and look, oh, everybody is loving the Bible with two creation in there. Both the same object. How do you get that? And how do you get so much people are reading that and move on and carry on in the Bible from right there? When the most serious things are written in the Bible to stop anybody who can read to don't go no further reading and believing the Bible. But because we are... We digress in the perception. We are not there anymore. Since these people's blood get into our bloodstream, it's for you to find out, but it happened 100,000 years ago. So all these guys talking about their federal government, stuff like that, they are behaving like they are the protector for the people on earth. When they're talking about law, we don't know that the laws of civilization was already written. Tilir Sumerian, the first nation to establish writing and stuff like that. It is us. It's not white people. And the history is to show you that white people have nothing to do with it. That white people are not yet civilized nothing on planet Earth. Right into this world history textbook. But they have a Bible, though. They make a Bible. And everything that you are reading in the Bible that you are believing, not that stuff. We hybrid people cannot see that they are using fake characters that they take from some kind of preparation where it comes from us. Like, for example, like Abraham, who you read about in the Bible. Who do you know don't believe in Abraham that met God in the clouds? And God come and well, not come, but talking to Abraham and talk to him by telepathic, you know, spiritual, you know, God can, you know, talk to him in his dream or talk to him anyhow, or with a cloud or whatever it is. That's what these white people write, since they can talk. And we don't know the history, where they are coming from. They're mute. They're, you know, primates, or you know, they're that monkeys. They're the first man, the first human. They don't want none of that. They don't want you to say none of that. They want you to call them by the name of our species. They don't even want to tell you that they were Homo erectus. They want you to call them Homo erectus instead Homo erectus. No. I'm mixing up with this. They come from the hominid, and the hominid beget them a subgroup, and they are Homo erectus. Turn up to be homosexuals. They are the only species of homosexuality. They are the ones, you tell me, what history tells that African people were homosexuals? You don't have a history. It is not in the World History Textbook. And they are writing all kind of things in the World History Textbook, but they don't write that about the African people. They never say that. Because they were hiding under the African image all the time until they decide to come out of the closet. That is after they gain grounds on destroying the orbital frequency of the African people's brain. So if you don't know as an African hybrid person that your brain is affected by these white people rhesus blood over the years, over 200,000 years, if you don't know that we are infiltrated by them from back then, and whatever we come into the Western world and anywhere we go, as Chinese, Indian, they come there. You tell me which one of these places these white people don't invade up and carry their people come plant among us. Which one? They plant their people among us. It's not just to merely learn something from us and go back where they come from. They don't have that in their intention. White people's intention is to pollute our blood. You don't hear nobody talk about that, but that's what Christianity is. And the reason why they cannot do anything to a person who come with it loaded, they can't come around what you're saying. It doesn't matter where you're talking about courthouse or anything like that. I mean, jurisdiction that they don't have. If you just talk about jurisdiction and say, look here, you come here, you take over this place and say you have jurisdiction. But what happened to kingship? What happened to my inalienable rights on the kingship? Are you, is that your AD and Adama, Damani all about? Well, show me the inch between your AD and Adamani and kingship into the history book here. Your AD and Adamani, you just make it up the other day. It's not a civilized thing. You want to say it's civilized because you have your gun there killing people and stuff like that. But hey, I mean, fun and joke aside, that's not civility. You see, get civilized and you can't find yourself because you're not civilized at all. You make yourself civilized. And not unless we realize the kind of world we live in and refuse to cooperate with these white sodomite fucking ass people. They are the worst character because they're not coming from a civilized creation, man. They are who believe in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Of the Bible, though. Not of history, but of the Bible. Where they get it from? They get it from history. Where they get Abraham from? They get him out of our history. And because we are no longer capable of defending our existence, these dog fucking man fucking ass white people take over and pose like they are the rightful government. That's what is happening. So now, I am here and I talk about these things and people are afraid. People are afraid of me. You know, down to one or two or three, big, I don't know if I go up to four, people don't want to hear the civilized truth. Now, I don't have no other help or backing because people who would like to support what they know to be the truth, they don't know beyond that in order to create, you know, the kind of volcanic hash that should, you know, fix these people's business. You see, there is more for us to know in order to be equipped to sustain the purity of life of the hybrid people, that its kind of energy that makes up civilization. White people don't have no civilization, and everything they have stolen it. But here we are, that they preempt our existence by coming in with their bad ape blood. I mean, how do you like this come out for real in the media, that white people come from ape? How would you like that come out in the news? For real. They would be doing all kind of stuff to say, I'm not true. But they have the African people down on the ground, while they have this whole bunch of stinking fuckeries in a Bible and make us believe it. Then you know that something is wrong with us. If you can see that writing two creation stories between Genesis 1 and 2, and then you go into the third chapter, and if you don't see nothing wrong with the first two chapters, then when you go to the third chapter, that you are being nailed in the coffin in that chapter. If you're reading and understanding, what are you reading? You see? You won't know what happened in there, because they're going to write God is lying in there about you can't, you, no heat of this fruit in the middle of the garden, but you, other fruit outside, you can eat of it. God is saying, admitting to what a talking serpent said before he came back in and begin to like curse these people and kicking them out of the garden. My friends, God is saying, because these people know good and evil, now that they eat the fruit that the him didn't want them eat, that's the reason why we who are here that believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. All of those things are the opposite of what it says. Because God didn't want them to eat of the fruit in the middle of the garden. And whatever that fruit may be, it is a fruit that would give life. So it is the opposite of what they teach us. It is the fruit. If you read it good, you find out it's the fruit that they write in the Bible that Adam and Eve shouldn't eat. That's what they really should eat, because they turn around and say, he has to kick them out because they now know the truth from the evil. So now he said, because they know the difference between what is good and what is evil, he has to push them out of the garden, because they will come back in and come eat of the tree of life. Now, didn't God want them to have life? Tell them that they would have died if they eat of the fruit. But now he's saying, you know, he has to keep them from coming back in and eat of the tree of life. So that now make their eye open. So he didn't want their eye open. He sure didn't want them outer eye to be blind. So it has to be talking about their perception, how they perceive things. That's what we are talking about is in the Bible. Now, it is impossible for a sane and sober civilized person to read those three chapters of Genesis and you wind up finding reason to be convinced is an existence of a God, a spirit God, a God who they have his word in there talking all these kind of us, a monkey stuff. Where God is saying because they know good and evil, he have to put them out because they will come back and come heat and get life. So wait a minute. They eat of the tree they were not supposed to eat. And the serpent tell Eve, say, hey, him say, you will die, you will dead if you eat it. And the serpent said, no, God a lie. So you, the Bible that Christian we are using is a Bible that condemns itself. You see what I mean? So where did salvation come from? Where did Jesus coming to die for our sins come from? And if you want to talk about God so loved the world, where has it shown? And if the Bible doesn't prove that there is no creation of anybody at all, why any of these things valid? Bible don't prove none of that. So it's hard when your mind is clogged up with these old bunch of foolishness. But I'm talking about the value of etymology. We don't, because our brain is veiled because of these people's blood that they put into our system. It was sexual. It is a sexual act that they did. Okay? It's the reason why they are talking today. Because they couldn't talk millions of years ago. 3 to 4 millions of years ago, you know, their ancestors begin life. Then they couldn't talk. They were not talking. They were not created to talk. And now they learn this fucking asshole like it is a nice thing. Obama make law to fuck asshole. Marry and fuck asshole. Obama make law right now. Right now in America. Right now. You, if you want to fuck ass, you can go and marry. And they'll treat you like man and woman. When they talk about Abraham and God, it's all Christian fuckery, foolishness. Christianity has nothing in it for anybody at all, nowhere on the planet. Because these are all sodomite creation of concept. Right? And as educated as you are, you will never find out. You may never ever find out, because why are millions or billions of people out there believe the Bible, seeing the lies? Now, if I couldn't use the etymology to prove what I'm saying, I wouldn't be here talking nothing, because I tell you, this is just a recent knowledge for me over the past, like, say, 5 years or so. But what was I doing? And I'm over 70 now. Most of my life, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. So something go on in my head. Why, now I can tell you, this big, nice, big America, you know, America great, Trump said he's going to make America great again. Anything you hear these fucking sodomite people say, the opposite is true. When you hear Trump says he wants to make America great again, it's the opposite he meant. Who give him right to be talking about America is their country? Because they're a fucking ass blind hip origin people. They don't belong here. They just don't. And they don't have anything out there beside their bomb and their rest of stuff, you know, to really destroy us. The truth alone, they can't, because
what I'm saying here, open the Bible and you will see what I say. It's true. Are you going to say rotted? I never know that.
No, you know.
And just think of how difficult it is to bring you to know something that is simple. But you could have destroyed somebody telling you that when you don't know, and all you know is what you believe, that you can't prove.
So I am saying to you that you are believing in Adam and Eve. And if you read the Bible would be telling you like what the horse tell Balaam in the road, you see. Because they write that God wanted to destroy Balaam prophet.
You don't think they are Bible, folklore, nonsense. But they write them in a Bible, and if you read them, you can get some kind of, amusement or something like that. But the thing is to know those things are not true, what they have in there. Because they get us to believe these things because we believe in a spirit God. You see? And that's not what history tells us. And how did the Bible come to be filled up of these things? These white people who learned 100,000 years ago, they begin to learn to read, and who they learn from. They learn from the gods that bring civilization, that create mankind, civilized people. Not them. They are evolved creatures. But now they go through a process of destroying us to make them, to give themselves speech. And now they are talking. You know, millions of years, hate hominid creatures, never civilized at all. And today, they are blocked out from the World History textbook. White people are not civilized. You see? And all you need to do is ask them, what is their species? And, we're in the World History textbook. Don't even talk about the Bible. Ask them about the World History textbook. We're in there. It points out that hominid humans are civilized humans. It just don't happen. If you know about this the way I talk about it, who you think out there wants to fool around with you? Don't fool around with you. Because I'm listening to, some nice thunder rolling in the background.
Yeah, it's rolling for all of us, but I'm not going to say what Trump said, okay? About those things, they have up there and tell him, if you're going in, you have to ring the bell or something like that. He said, I'll take those things down because he wants his folks to come in, and start doing things, violent things.
What I'm saying is, to read the Bible and see exactly what the Bible is saying is the most crucial thing. But we don't value anything to begin with. We're not living for anything but to eat food and have children and stuff and do whatever we want to do. Now, when we get into that frame of mind where that's all we are about, because when rain falls. If it don't fall, well, we say, we need some rain. But who are you going to get it from? But in the World History textbook, it tells us. On the role of religion, it tells us this. That we are under civilization, okay? And the civilization that we are under tells us what species we are, okay? And how we left Africa. When we arrive in Africa, you don't hear these white people talk about this. It's in the World History textbook. But you will not hear them talk nothing about that in the Bible. So you understand when I tell you white people are not listed in the World History Textbook as civilized humans. No, they are only listed in here as ape, hominids. That's the way white people are here. When you say, I'm talking about federal government. You will not see the media, although I have like maybe hundreds of links on the internet with show subject matter that spells out that, hey, white people are just criminals. And the history that tells so. But we are blind and veiled in our vision. We can't realize what these white people are. And them are sodomites, homosexual. But to many of African people, they off into it that. They don't care. Because, oh, the church has knocked the wind out of our lungs. The Christian church. Because we don't know. We don't read. We don't know. These white people don't belong where we are. And all they set up and to say, well, oh, no. They come from where they come from and come here and make up university, colleges, and their other type of criminal institution that all it does is protect them. All you see that going on here with Trump, it must be burning their heart out. Because while some people think that Trump should not get away with this, but this is a mixed drug of stuff. You see, it's a mixed nut stuff for the white people them. You see, because now civilization is killing them, and they know, remember like, say 100 years and going back, they do everything. KKK? The KKK? They have another thing that they call, I forget what this other one is, but it must be some kind of law that they made against the African people. And you want to tell me we have so many millions, of African people. And we can't find one to stand up and remove the iniquity out of our territory. We can't find one. Except that one is me, because nobody will come up and say what you're saying. I'm writing it on YouTube. I write it on Facebook, Twitter, and none of these folks that I confront will respond to what I say. And I'm blaspheming them, and they can't take me anywhere. Imagine, as much as they are arresting a whole bunch of people for doing all kinds of different things, but why then I talk about history and they will not say anything and try to behave like, oh, I don't exist. Why? You don't know the reason why. But I tell you all the time. It's AD and Adamany. All of what you see they are doing, it's AD and Adamany that don't hinge on nothing civilized. Call civilized law. Law code of kings. That's the only on planet Earth, and why you hear the thunder there rolling. Why are you hearing the thunder roll? Why? It's not an AD and Adamany sound when you hear the thunder. No. And if they are forecasting hurricane coming and stuff like that. That don't belong. They're shaking in their in themselves when these the the workings of the forces of nature begin to manifest itself. They can't stand that. So I'm telling you, I'm reading these things, and people, you know, I would say, you know, people will not come and make much of what they can make out of what I'm saying. Because I'm reading books. I'm not here talking a whole bunch of foolishness. Anything I'm saying, it's hinge to the history. I mean, not just common history, but world history. Right? Which tells us about end of the Neolithic age and how civilized things come about. You see what I mean? And it is clear that when the Bronze Age came around, what kind of people were affected in the development of civilization? Who? Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Now, when I say this, like for months now, nobody don't come in and talk about this. You know? And if one or two of the people who have a knowledge of it and agrees with what is true, that's it. The rest of people, they'd come in, and then no sooner than they hear like a punchline in what I say, a pinpoint something, and they can't swallow that, they tune out and they're gone. You see what I mean? Because it doesn't matter what anybody say. I am not dependent on anybody else to affirm what I say. I don't depend on that. If somebody see it, because I'm talking about what is written, and they read and see the same context, and they will say, well, you're right. It sounds powerful, but it's true. You see what I mean? My friends, what these white people have done to the world, it may never come to you. You may never see it. But I can tell you, it is something to see, because I grew up in the church. You see, from, say, 7 years of age until I'm over 50 years of age. You see, and the church, when I get to a point where I am open to understand higher things about the church, instead of going up, it went down. The church was about killing African people, not white people, but African ethnic people. That's what white people are all about. And they are here because they do things to make them look like us. Yeah, you can't even talk to the Neanderthals no more, because, of course, they never really talk. But they can't even nod their head right now, because these white people kill off the Neanderthals. They don't want to talk about that. But that's what they've done. So when you hear like Liz Cheney up there and behave like she's an AD and a dominant woman, you don't see it. Every kind of justice that she's talking about is the lowest form of justice done by what they call United States federal government. That's where she's at. None of these people you hear talk about Jesus and stuff like that, they're the one that popularized Jesus. Read the World History textbook. You don't see no Jesus nowhere. only in a Bible. And they are the ones who instrument that. You see, because they look like us, they talk like us, and they out-talk us, because like you can't bring like Farrakhan, who people think can talk real talk. But what happened when Farrakhan implicated himself to kill Malcolm X? When you get out of that, the whole big crowd of nice-looking African people following Farrakhan. You see what I mean? Farrakhan is deep into wealth, right? Yes. And all Farrakhan is putting on, you don't trust anybody who are belonging to the church, you know what I mean? Regardless of the good thinking that they may have based on their understanding, but you don't care about that. Be careful of people who are Christian. People who belong to the church, because you don't find church as a name under the Neolithic age, coming on to the Bronze Age. No. You know, you're nothing like church. There was nothing like church. There was nothing like Jesus. Okay? Anybody, you know, using Adam and Eve to be created someplace else than where history says, in Africa. And this is what is happening now, that the Bible is full of God talking like a fucking white man, you know, fucking asshole, and like Obama that is making law to fuck and married sodomites. God in the Bible is a fucking sodomite God. That's right. And you read these people deprave. Magazine or literature and see what they said. Puritan pilgrim, Puritan Christian agenda. You read that and see what they're talking about. These people are talking about fucking slime assholes. That's what they are talking about when they're talking into their thing. When they come into the Bible, they put a little more sophisticated stuff in the Bible. And they know that we don't know what they're talking about. We believe in Jesus, and that all there is to it. Because we turn full. Like I tell you, it happened a long time ago. Who we think we are is not what we are. You see, and when they left us in Jamaica into the slavery, aftermath out there, they know that we ain't getting anywhere. They know that. We may be able to plant, you know, corn and peas or something like that. You see what I mean? Because that is available for us to do. But they don't want us to really read if we were going to read and understand stuff. You see? They were afraid to make us read. You see? Whilst they have already read from Kinawa ancestors and get talking babies. You see? So they begin to make culture out of talking European hominids. That's what they do. Now, you know, I am outraged, but look here, I'm reasonable, because I'd give out this number all the time, 347-850-1358. Hey, this is where I get to talk and explain every single thing that I say. The people them who run away from what I'm saying, clearly, I should be running away, but I'm not. And I don't have any backup. It's me. It is me. And all they can do is turn my mic off. And when I replay, I sat here, and bless if anybody hear me. But I am telling you, I have two world history textbooks into my hand right now. And I'm not ashamed to tell you. I grew up under slavery in Jamaica. I was not slave, but my parents, I think their grandparents and you know, our grandparents, they experience slavery. But now I am experiencing the aftermath. People who are indoctrinated to believe anomaly. White people anomaly. Cruel, wicked, and murderers and all kind of stuff. That's what they left behind, because that's what they taught our people to do, to be violent and stuff like that. You see, and later on, you know, I mean, get some of them to turn gay. You see what I mean? Now, you don't see any of us and all these guys that been talking, you know, here they touch up these guys and tell them, say, look, you're a sodomite culture, get up and leave us. You never hear not even Dr. Martin Luther King say nothing about that. You see, you may talk about this war that these people are fighting and stuff like that, but you don't go to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is our history that is in the world is the textbook. Because if you talk with some old one, your ancestors, your parents or something like that, them tell you and carry God these white people Baptist church, and you become, them give you credential as a minister to preach. Preach what? What are our African people preaching? Is what these sodomite white people teach us after they defraud our ancestors. If you don't know nothing about that. But I give you this number to call me. Because, you know, we're coming down to a point now where you better make yourself right. Because I have been reading scriptures that support what I am saying, history, and if at least you cannot join a conversation to, like, open you up to go into things, because this is a place where you can go into the right kind of things concerning what I'm saying, because I'm telling you that right in this country that they call United States, these are criminals that go down to Africa and form a compact with Africa government. We don't have a government no more that is protecting us. But the government is here. You know? Like you talk about your business, a corporation. You have, you know, I mean, a lot of, you know, office things and stuff like that, you know, and you register with this and stuff like that. A corporation. But that corporation... he's not a person. Okay? You see, it's an entity. but a person is an entity too. But it's the context of the entity. Right? The context. It can be the object, right? So this is what we are talking about. If we don't know, we are a captive of these people. And these white people, they have read and they know everything about us. We don't know about these white people. And that's what they are happy and glad about. Anytime nature move the what you call it now, not Pisces. Pisces is gone. Now we are Aquarius. We're talking about energy now under the houses of the zodiac. They don't want to, the white people, they don't want to deal with the zodiac. What kind of a calendar white people make? Moon season calendar. That is not calendar at all. What these white people talk about, they do it to calculate time. Wait a minute. How was time calculated before they make the calendar? How old is the calendar? And how old is civilization and planet Earth? Can you tell? So what these folks are doing up in Washington, they have beat us down with the church until we turn fool. And hey, if I am able to see, and I'm telling you, how much of what I'm saying can you understand? How much will you understand? Because like I'm saying, I wasn't understanding either until it began to happen in my mind based upon what my thinking was into. That causes me to begin to see things. You see? So our nature can work like that. If you want to know and you internalize your consciousness, you can learn it all from your brain that you have in your head. But if you don't want to know nothing, you go perish and ain't nobody's going to cry for you. Okay? So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. All right. So now, if we do not put an interest into our history, we will perish. No joke about that. No joke about that. I am amazed, though, at how much I have been calling people's attention to what these white people are. And then I realized that our people are psychologically veiled, so veiled that they are not touched by the historical events that has happened, you know. And because of that, they are afraid of actual history. If somebody come along and decide to say what it is. And I understand why. Because these white people who invade and kill our people, I've met with a people who they 100,000 years ago put their hate blood in our bloodstream. Sexually they did. So today, when they are dealing with us African people, we don't know whether they are telling us, we know a lot about some things that are not true, but our way to the truth, we don't know. We don't know our way to the truth because we have Dr. King, we have Jesse Jackson, we have Marcus Garvey, we have a whole bunch, count Farrakhan too, like one. You can count them all together, and none of them were able to see what they are to talk about, what they are to address. They were not able to see that because we have all been blinded by these white people long time ago. And we only have them like a tyrant, the worst type of adversity. Inquisition, Pope and Emperor making law to kill us and take away what we have. Don't be frightened if I tell you that this is not heard, because these faggot folks don't intend to let us go. Let us go, man. Look here. Nothing cold. Falling leaf.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Now, I am feeling good right now. But you know what? I went out the street. And I felt bad. I felt real bad. When I look on people and realize that, you know what? You can look on people and you perceive, or you, what you see when you look at some people is not good. And I learned this, that we cannot trust ourselves. I cannot trust myself because I don't like what, you know, a certain type of impression can destroy my good perception. Really. So I know that I am not someone who can come out here and boast on anybody like I am this or I am that, because just one gaze at some image turn you idiot. And if you don't repel and wait out that, when that move away, you may not survive certain type of perception that struck you. All right. But the thing is, it's quite a few years now I am following my desire. Yeah. I have been kept alive to think and to get to know certain things and to keep my desire there. All right. So now I want to talk about something before time run out. I want you to know something about these white people that you see here. Whether you want to accept it or not, when they came to America, if you don't read American history, you won't be affected by what I'm saying. I don't think so. But if you understand when they came here and that they saw African people here, now they go and bring in all of their people from all around the world and come take over America, take over Palestine, take over Rome, take over everywhere. They plant their people among us. Until this day, they done sponge people with us, mingle up together. They don't belong here. none of our territories. These white people are now behaving like, oh, they were the first one here, and according to them now, they have some decree that they share up land among themselves, and they don't have no history for that. They don't have no history for them being civilized like they are. They're not telling why they are who they are. They want us to know them for who they are as modern Cro-Magnon, because it's the Cro-Magnon that came down on us. The Homo erectus, they are the one that came down on us and bring forth the Cro-Magnon modern people that we know here today, that say they're ruling our society. They don't have any business ruling our society. None whatsoever. All of the wealth and stuff that they have, it's not theirs, it's ours. I can prove that. Any given day, white people need to get back where they come from and stop coming out here and behaving like where they are is theirs. It's not true. If they are to face the world is a textbook right now, they would run and go drown themselves in the ocean. It's no joke. The history of civilization in the world is what spread abroad when the gods created African 200,000 years ago in South Africa. And that is the truth. These white people cannot show you a history that pinpoint where they are coming from. They can't do it. And that's what they are glad they have got, a jump ahead of us who are here today. They're glad for that. But they are traceable in the world history textbook. It's just that, they have scattered so much fear among our people that you're afraid of them. Because, if the cops stop you on the road, like I've seen quite a few of our young African men are stopped by their white cop on the road, and they have to be, they were very articulate and talking for themselves, but they're on edge because they're not far away from these guys. Just blow their brains out and say something all kind of nonsense. And who is doing that? The federal government. If you are a little shaky about what I'm saying, what are you supposed to do? Just think that I'm talking nonsense? Because they claim that they are the government. You don't know how they become government, you see. You don't know how they say they become government. You don't read the world history textbook going back 100,000 years. You don't read it. You don't know where we are or where we're coming from. And that's what we're supposed to know, you see. I'm glad when I hear the thunder rolling. Really, because you know what? I feel like I have company. Really. Thinking now that something is out there that is connected to us if we are concerned about them, because Earth is a valuable place to the Elohims that came here and plant things all over the world for everybody to know that they were here. And it is not hidden, okay? It is all manifested, and they're writing about it in Bible, though they're not telling the truth. But the real history is there. And they are the one who's, setting up, stumbling block with schools and all these places. They're not supposed to be here talking about, they're making no, anything whatsoever, these people. But our people are sick. And I see them right there right now up in Washington, where they talk about, they have the Senate, and you see African people educated, and they are into this government like it's their government. They're not looking forward to no kingship. They don't know nothing at all. Nothing at all. So that's how much the R
H-E-S-U-S, monkey blood. That's the damage it has done to our cerebrum, cerebellum, brain. Okay? All right. Let me go on and tell you now and focus on our origin. And if you don't have confidence in your origin, you're dead and done. Okay? Because you don't know yourself and you are infested with all these A.D. Anadamani sodomite white people concept about life. And once that is the case with you, you will die and perish. No joke about that. All right. When I tell you about these white people, and look at them here today, you don't remember these things that they do, but they do it to get rid of our people here so that they can come here and set up what them call government. And then, look, why they didn't set up government, I mean, prior to now? Why they just set up government? Why? Is it that all the things I'm saying about them in history are true? It got to be. Because they shouldn't be coming out here after we left Africa, after 100,000 years, we left Africa and come out here and spend another 100,000 years. And this is when since we leave Africa, we start to suffer from their blood, their monkey blood, and turn fool that right now they say they're controlling us. It's come a long way. But the history is here to tell. And if you decide that, what you're going to do, you need your social security and all this kind of stuff. Yes, you need your social security. You need more than social security, right? As long as we allow these guys to tie us down and we can't think, we can't do nothing besides complain, that's what will happen. Because like I tell you, unless we can break down the fact that they look like us, they talk like us, but we can tell why. If we cannot tell why, we're talking vain. You hear me tell you? Yes, because they have proven how efficient they are at using all kind of device to kill us. These white people that you're looking at here right now, it is a shame that we allow this. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. They're talking about us. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. If you think this is likely, it's not likely. Those of us who say we are in Christian church, we are perishing and we don't know, like I tell you. For example, San massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by the God, the sodomite God. It's no other God. You think it's a real God inside of the Bible there that we're worshiping? No, it's not. I used to think so, and I didn't know that there was any other God exists, or anything that usurped this God we have in the Bible. I didn't think that there was anything else. I think God covers all, nothing else. But it's not so. Reading and understand the way the civilized world works, and when civility come on earth, if you don't understand that, you really don't have anything going on for you, all right? Nothing going on. So now, I'm telling you that this is what they have done
in 1637, and again they do it on July 14, 1637. In the same year, it was just like about 16 weeks apart that they did this massacre to us. To us. Okay? To us. You look on them right now, and they're talking about their government and their law and blah, blah, blah. They don't have no shit. If they have law, if they have law, what is it? These are fucking mad white people who fuck us and want the entire world to fuck us all. Okay? It's a fact. This is what they do, and they are able to write it and tell you that the fruit of the Puritan theology. Imagine they, white people, have theology. When they couldn't talk back in Europe, they didn't have no theology. Okay? They didn't have no imperial colonialism. They didn't have 3.5 million years. They don't have no civilized nothing at all. So when I tell you something happened that make them be what they are right now, you can doubt that if you want. But listen, they are telling on themselves. They saw their mission, mean their mission to leave from where they were in Palestine now, because they already set up Palestine to be theirs. So they're ready for the next station, and it was America. So it is telling you that they saw their mission to America as convert these Canaanites. If you think that African people were Christians, a Jesus Christian, you're wrong about that. 100% a propaganda. Failing that, they should convert us to Christianity. It was acceptable to kill them, to slaughter them. That is the word they use, slaughter, to slaughter us. To slaughter us in the name of who? Christ, Jesus Christ. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by Puritans to be directed by God, dear God, sodomite God. You don't have this God nowhere in world history. The enemies, and what it says, oh, Captain John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies, the dead bodies that they inflict on our people. Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny, and pages for you to read about what they are saying. These people don't have no shame. They are criminals. They think everything they steal is theirs. And this is what we're talking about right now. So when you listen to them and all the business that they're doing, and they make themselves head of, you know, I mean, they took head of academic knowledge and everything like that. How did they get hint? You'd have to read history to find out and to know what the mystery about these white people really is. To know. Otherwise, you will never know. You look on them
and you'll never know. And you go down into the dungeon in your ignorance. But, my friends, listen. It doesn't work us allowing ourselves to perish like this because of these sodomite, people who are gifted or something to do the kind of stuff that they do, that they can come this far, and we, the people who is supposed to be the one who develop the knowledge and rule kingship, they come and do this kind of a bunch of stuff that it's just astonishing. But truth is truth, and they are not, they don't, you know. As soon as I learn the things I have over the past few years, none of these people can, let's say anything, put anything together about themselves, where they come from and what they do. They cannot put it in front of me, and I don't drown them in the world literature textbook, even in their own Bible. I'll sink them, any one of them, or any two, any number of white people. They don't have enough sense to sustain a viable track on defending, their viability. They can't sustain it depending on what question you ask them. They cannot. If you give them space to wobble and talk, all kind of stuff, of course, they can push you aside too, if you don't know what you're talking about. But if you have the historic beginning, there's nothing these white people can tell you that to make you flutter. You can't, no. They would have to run if you just ask them certain simple questions, right? And that is what my word sense is about. It is about the sovereign universal world and the gods who are the ones responsible for all of the good things on earth. Not these white people. So these white people want to go everywhere and say it is theirs. Well, you know what? I'm here to, tell you, go back where you come from. Because, you know, just come up and, try to initiate an argument. Like to validate you fucking asshole, and that's where you come here with it, and you swear that, oh, you're going to make us turn around and use Jesus Christ on us. You try, and I tell you what, you wouldn't last. You would not last no more than what time allow maybe two exchange or one exchange. No joke about that, because you could get blocked right up front and can't talk. You guys are criminals, you know, and I am here to tell you to get out, because all you're going to talk about justice matters and what Trump is doing, you are all in a context of AD and Adamani where you don't belong here, and you don't have anybody to prove that AD and Adamani is a civilized product that you can use anywhere as a valid government. It does not exist. It just does not exist. You can't prove it. You see what I mean? It doesn't matter what debt you have or what you think people owe, it's not yours. It is not yours. Where is Africa, you know, you do business with? Where are they? They are there hiding somewhere while you are out here enjoying the benefit of the fact that we all turned fool from long time before we were born, 100,000 years ago. But the time has come when it's not the same. And you have changed. We I've changed in a certain kind of way because now we turn full. But I tell you what, when we are redeemed and we are able to see the light, you are dispelled. You are vanished. You vanish away now. Before you even make a move, you vanish. Because you don't belong among us in no kind of way. The world history textbook is there. And I'm saying, we, our people just need to revive and know. And this is what I'm trying to say, tell you here. I read to you and tell you what these white people are like. No differentiation of them. It tells you what they did, and it says, this is the way they end this paragraph. Converting the pagan for God to the Puritans, but killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. So now you know they alienate the African people who say they are Christian in what they are writing, but you won't know that they alienate you. When they cite God and them a sodomite, how can you identify with a sodomite God that they say tell them to kill you? And that they were sent on a mission, and where did their mission come from? From all the way over Rome, go right around and come right around to here. So they are isolating and distinguishing themselves, but we don't know. That's why we are holding on to Christianity. But there is nothing that shows that Christianity is viable in any kind of way. But to them, it is. And they are preaching that Billy Graham persuade our people who don't know to become believe that, and that break down the wall of your civilization inside, and you become a sodomite like them. Because whether or not you turn actual sodomite, but you believe the same thing where the sodomite make up for people who they are taking away from civility. And this is how you find out is the word that they use. So that's why when you read the Bible and you accept God and you accept all sacred word that these people put in there and talk about Israel and stuff like that, you accept it when them are talk about Israel and Jews and you think them are talk about you. Once upon a time, and in some places in the Bible, you can tell when them talking about the African people and call them Jews. But there are other cases when they say Jews and they don't mean the same thing. They morph. And you don't know. What I'm talking, I know what I'm saying because I can represent the energy of the word and take it apart and show you exactly the tangible and the intangible. I can do that without no barking, no huffing, nothing at all. Just clear, coherent expression. These people don't belong where we are, and they're going to go out. I can't see this and say anything else. The things that I have read, I can't say anything else. These people are rejected for their sodomy that they are trying to spread. That's the worst thing that they ever done. We are killing a few of us, I mean, you know, without the sodomy. You know what? I think you could repent of killing someone. But your sodomy is not forgiven in no way. So when they come here and make law, say you can marry to somebody if you want to fuck their asshole, they don't know what they have done and they're talking about their government. Well, you know what? The Lord has some of us here that they know that they can use, you know, people who want to be for real. They know. And I am doing what I am supposed to do here. And that is to speak the truth. And I love to speak the truth. I see them. I feel like David against Goliath. Goliath never have no bomb, though.
Goliath didn't have no bomb. He have almost a bow and arrow and stuff like that, but David just knocked him down. Now let me tell you this now. So all right, so I tell you what they're like right here. All right, so I got to move on over to this other section, and then I want to read to you from my other World History textbook so that you will understand something, you know, from, let's say, the other World History textbook that I have, speaking of the same genre, feature of civilization. And then it's going to tell you about organized government. I want to read some of that. Complex religions. I want to read some of this to you. Job specialization. A lot of things that have been said about our origin from the African basis. Spread of civilization. You see? Civilization and change. Environmental changes. Looking ahead. All right. Now, so I want to read to you some of the general history. The general history. Neolithic agricultural revolution. Revolution. All right. There are some interesting places here, chapter 11, the Old Stone Age, hunters and food gatherers, all right, and some things here, yes, so let me go back to this page that I was telling you. Beginning of civilization. You don't see nothing in white people in the beginning of civilization throughout the World History textbook. All right. Sometime, what this is? Sumerian texts relate arrival of first group of Anunnaki Nephilim on Earth. The first time when they came here from their planet. It's for real. It's a history. Prehistory is not a joke. It's real history. And then you have what? You don't see these white people make up anything to show that prehistory is not real. They only use some of it and make up a Bible because they think that the Bible will hold up. They think that we will always believe in the Bible. That's what they think when they believe vanish away, what will they do? Now, look at Trump. Look at what is going on up there. Look at what is going on up there. These African people who are assisting and behaving like they are white now or something like that, they're going to find out. They're going to drop out and thrown under the bus because where they are hooking up with these white people, like, oh, A.D. Anadamani, his law, supposed to be there. They're not supposed to be there. You see? Like, A.D. is a real government, and they don't know nothing about their own creation and government. All right, watch this now. Enki is the Sumerian god of water. Knowledge and creation. First touchdown on the marshlands at the ancient Persian Gulf coastline at Eridu. What is the story of Enki? According to the Sumerian story, Enki, the leader of the lesser gods, is
scientific knowledge, used genetic means, created hybrid humans when the working class gods complained of hard work, when the father and king of Earth Anu questioned, is there any other way to get the gold? Isonenki, the god of wisdom, responded, yes, we can make a primitive worker. Therefore, Anu urged him to create the substitute to free the gods from their toil. Where did the god Enki live? The god Ea. They call him E, as well as Enki. The god E, whose Sumerian equivalent is Enki, is one of three most powerful gods in the Mesopotamian pantheon. That's a place where people go and get educated. Along with Anu and Enlil, all of them together running the show. He resides in the ocean underneath the earth, called the Abzu Arcadian. APSQ. Which was an important place in Mesopotamian cosmic geography, is about what I have to tell you about the feature of the show. I hope you heard it and you understood something from it. Now that you digest that, let's give you a little gravity. John Mayer. Down.
twice as good and can't sustain like one half could. It's one and more. It's gonna send me to my knees.
Okay, thank you for holding on. All right, that is John Mayer. I think the tune is a very touching tune. Gravity, as a human and people who know about human life in our time, gravity, brain, you know, impression. It takes a lot for us to get control of ourselves, you know. And the control that we get of ourselves is by exposing to knowledge and teaches us how we maneuver ourselves into this. Otherwise, no dice. You're going to be a human idiot all day of your life, right? So it is about us learning about ourselves and learning ways, the ways how we get back control or more control of ourselves. All right, so I wanted to read you about historical beginning so that this is an education. And like I say, I'm not making this up. I'm reading from the highest form of textbook that we have in education, World History Textbook. Now, I've been reading a lot from the other textbook. I have it sitting right here on me here, and now, you know, I read a lot from the National Geographic that it tells about how we come from Neolithic age and from older time to later time now, where civilization was elevating are being elevated by the gods on the subject, the African people. And with the Bible that we have and have infected our thinking, you'll find out reading the World History textbook don't run in line much, if any, with what the Bible concept is, like from Genesis creation story and talk about Abraham and all those kind of stuff. You'll find out that the World History textbook is out of line with the basic concept of the Bible, creation. You see what I mean? And you will never be at peace with the World History textbook. That is a record. And the Bible story about God is not a record. Not a record at all. So when you read about the Bronze Age, it means that no civilized human being weren't around too long ago. The civilized human being are created 200,000 years ago. You see, so portion of this World History textbook is talking about going back to close 100,000 years ago. You see what I mean? And development, not about white people at all. Never born civilized humans. They are evolved creatures, male and female, but they were not complete human beings. They are called the first human being walking upright. That's about what is told and described them. Then the civilized people, species never come about yet. It was just them. Why it is important for people to know the history about humanity as a whole? Because you have the first uncivilized human ape, and they belong to a species called hominid. Clear and simple. So what I'm trying to tell you, it is important for civilized people to read world history and know your origin and know your species. If you don't know that, forget it. Clamp you down on the coffin and bury you. Not alive though, right? But when you're dead, gone, you're gone, and you perish. You need to know your origin and know the development, because these white people are now cutting across the line and going from where they belong to where they don't belong. And they have not just merely infringed, but they have deeply violated our existence in the worst way. In the worst way, and put themselves as the people who were supposed to have all these lands that we come out from Africa 100,000 years ago and come and reside. They come and like it is theirs, because they mix their blood with us and we don't know what they do, and we turn in fools, turn in idiots, and they have the upper hand of us today. What is going to happen when we wake up out of that, you know, that Novocaine or something like that, where they put in our brain that we don't perceive things the way we used to? All right. So it tells you now that in this Neolithic age and the Bronze Age, where it's Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, the development, the first development of civilization. When you talk about civilization now, you have to know what you're talking about, because it's talking about blood. It's talking about species. You see what I mean? If you talk about king and kingship, you're talking about species. So with these white people talking about their government, not unless we rip them apart, they're not going to let go from what they have, because they have what they need. As Cro-Magnon talking, because nobody else is supposed to be talking as human beings but us. None were created. Right? This is a selected amount of people
that were created hybrid and reproduce, you know, over time. So in the World History textbook, you don't see no European in this Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. What is written here, that this is the time when we have what is called emergence of civilization. What happened to the time when these white people were up there in Europe from 1.5 million years ago? What happened to them? They are not in this. And this is covered right during the time when they are in Europe. Right where Europe is right now. You see them now. They take over everywhere we have. How? I tell you, it's since the interbreeding of 100,000 years ago that these people start talking and come and get education from our institution called the Pantheon. Okay? It's in the World History textbook if you don't know. So we have direction on, in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. As human societies grew and became more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization came into being. Did it include these white people? It does not. It does not. It clearly does not. They're up there in Europe. We're talking about Mesopotamia. I mean, is that Europe? Rise of cities. Piece that we have here today. These white people like taking everything that the gods established as civilization through the hybrid human being. They take it over like it's theirs. Now, you know, not unless we wake up. These people are holding court. Like, this really is there after they kill us off and everything like that. We are here like we have no tongue. Government. So we have cities. That's all been made within our time. Not the God cities. These are cities that are made for us African hybrid people, not for nobody else. So why these white people come and take over every single thing that we have and say it's theirs? And this AD and Adamani imperial colonialism and all this kind of stuff that they have on Jesus Christ, and they make a Jesus Christ to be the paradigm of AD and Adamani. Where was it in civilized world that I am reading about right now? You know, that all emergence of civilization and what consists of a culture and stuff like that. How do they come into this? They don't come in. It's the World History textbook, and I'm telling you, I have two of these books I'm reading to you, all right? And it tell you what civilization is and stuff like that. Nothing characterized for and mixed with European white people. Because they belong to us as a species that will never be civilized. So all they creep out and attack. Because they're not supposed to talk. But then them malice starts and start talking. Come on, manage to come and get education and everything and move off and build up Christianity and a new world. That's what they do. Now we have growth of government, because before these big civilizations, we had some lower form of government. So there is a rise in government, and I tell you, this is by king. You see, there is no queen or nothing like here. These guys are having kings or queens, and that's not true. There is no queen. It is kingship government. You understand? And nobody talk about king like it is a male thing. Okay? These white people are turning king into a male thing. No, because Anu, the ruler of heaven on earth, is married to Aunt Two and have children. Okay? We don't have no male government. We hear about king, but, I mean, I don't read anything that says it's only man is supposed to be king. I don't see where that male chauvinist type of stuff, I don't see where it come from. So, a woman can be a king. Yes, do the same work that a man is called a king do. Right? Now, we don't have any, what you call it, misogynistic or whatever it is, you know, in civilization. We don't have that. Men and women of competent knowledge rule with the same power. No joke about that. Now, are the sodomite white people criminalize women for being women? You see what I mean? So they want to make our civilization something that do what they do. They want to draw us up tight, tight, like we are the same thing. And that's not true. That's not true. This is all their craft. You see what I mean? To call African character and issues and morph themselves on it. That's what them do. So it goes on to we have government. And of course, you can't slide off of this because government under the ages gone by, before these white people come and talk about them talking and overthrow anything, government has been from way back there. Let's say, well, at least 200,000 years ago. Where were white people 200,000 years ago? Or even 100,000 years ago? You have any account for them? You need to have an account for them because they are up there 1.5 million years. That cover that time. It goes on down to, now to the role of religion. I got to speed up on this. Role of religion. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. You notice, there was nothing else back there in time. There was no white people, no sodomite, going on, ruling anything until 509 BC when they overthrew the king in Rome, Italy. All right? I hope you get that well. Now, let me go over now to this little section. I have like about 15 minutes to do a thing on this now for you. Trying to take you back to, you know, where civilization come from. Because white people are not telling you where they come from. Because that is criminal process bring them to look like us and talk like us. It's a criminal process. So if you want to stay there and allow them to dress up and look like us and not go back, they need to go wear, animal skin. You see, long before they even could make gun or something like that can shoot animals. Right, it was stone tool that they make. Okay, so we need to like just milk the cow dry where it comes to these white people and talk about they have a government. Let them go piss up and fuck up themselves where they come from. And don't come here and like tell us, oh, you know, everywhere you have, we're coming here to rule you. We're coming here to, with what? The fucking ass. You know, go dry up your fucking asshole. Because what you're talking about is totally nonsense. Uncivilized nonsense. Leave us alone, man. Come here
and set up a mission here. And they set stuff up here. It's not for temporary. It's going to be here for a long, long time. They can't come back here because you have gun ready and bomb ready to fire upon them. Because what you have to protect us against foreign and what sort adversary from anywhere, from sky or anywhere. You know, you're ready to shoot down the gods if they want to come back here. These sodomites. These white sodomites. Now, if we don't get them out, what happened? You want them to do it themselves? No. They leave us to keep and guard this place. Let me read some of this here. To show you some contrast. Now, there's no real substantive contrast. It's just like editing and the same thing. All right? From this other world history textbooks, I tell you, I always read the National Geographic. Now, I'm reading this other one that is called Prentice All, World History, Connection to Today, right? Now, I don't know much of the difference. I haven't even read the author, the one who authored this Prentice All. But I am more familiar with the other it's the book that I have been reading more frequently, the National Geographic. All right. So now I'm into Prentice All, and listen to what was the people of early time of civilization, not the ape-like, stone tools, white people, Homo erectus, before they molest us as hybrid people. What were they doing on the planet? What were they doing on the planet? Read some of it and let you know what civilization was like, not their civilization, because they never have no civilization until they go through a very, very nasty criminal act to be talking today. Let's talk about that, because justice is what he said. justice is important. Yeah, that's right. Justice. All right, listen to this now. It's a few paragraphs, and I want to run it down. All right. Changing way of life. Neolithic. You see, I was reading a little of Neolithic a while ago to you, right? But coming down to the Bronze Age, right? Here we go now over on this one now. The Neolithic agricultural revolution enabled people to become food producers for the first time. It led to the growth in population, which in turn led to more interaction among human communities. No greater change in the way of people, in the way people lived, took place until, it says, no greater change in the way people lived, took place until the Industrial Revolution of the late 1700s. So what in the late 1700s now? This is something that I'd question, because they are saying no greater change in the way people live took place until the Industrial Revolution of the late 1700s. What are they talking about? How they come up with this?
this is goes to show you these sodomite white people that writing, editing these world history textbooks, they have liberty to make these changes that since we African people gone out of business, they say whatever they want. Now, I'm reading this, and anytime I see this stuff, I know AD, 1700 is talking about AD Anadamani, sodomite Jesus' time. And that is not a civilized thing. So what they're doing here is because we don't have Africa to defend our existence here. Like their Paleolithic ancestors, early farmers still divided up the work by gender and age. Still important differences began to emerge. In settled farming communities, the status of women declined as men came to dominate family. No, and how do you think men start dominate? It's since Christianity. And we are like almost 2,000 years into Christianity when they go tell now that men begin to like chauvinist to women, you know, in work and stuff like that. You see, this right here is a sodomite intervening into our civilization, trying to make a competition with us, who is the civilized people. But because they now turn Cro-Magnon talking to what they do to us, it's like we cannot easily maintain control of our civilized way of life. The next thing, they have church now that is like it is a civilized thing. So now, you see, we don't have anybody that is watching over us. And this is what is happening. Probably older men formed a council of elders. You hear that? The gender now. You know, not for their sake. It's for our sake. And we them are scattered abroad. And made decisions about when to plant and harvest. So, you know, it seemed like, oh, that is a nice thing, but it is not a nice thing because them agenda business, you see, and I isolate woman after somewhere else. And that is not supposed to happen. When food was scarce, warfare increased. And some men gain prestige as warriors. These elite warriors assert power over both women and other men. These changes did not mean that women lost all their influence or rights. Rather, they show that village life was reshaping the roles of both women and men. You never hear that until these faggots come in and taking control of our settlements. That's when it began. Settled people had more personal property than their nomadic ancestors. Some men accumulated more possessions than their neighbors. So differences in wealth appeared. Yet big differences among social classes did not exist at this time. Yet big differences among social classes did not exist at this time. But they were trying to bring it in. New technologies. Wait a second. Hold on there. No.
I think I need to get back to this place where I was here, because I'm kind of lose the place where. All right, this is where I should have been. All right. Features of civilization. How did civilization differ from smaller farming society? What did the early civilizations that arose in different parts of the globe have in common? Historians distinguish 8 basic features found in most early civilization. These 8 features are: 1, cities; 2, well-organized central governments; 3, complex religions; 4, job specialization; 5, social class; 6, arts and architecture; 7, public works; and 8, writing. Organized government. Listen to this now and see, with the conflict between the Elohim kingship civilization and what Europe set up as AD Anno Domini. Look at the difference. Organized governments. What government are they talking about here? Let's listen. As cities grew, they needed a steady food supply. To produce large amounts of food and oversee irrigation projects, new forms of government arose. What I mean by new forms of government? City government were far more powerful than the councils of elders and local chiefs and farming villages. At first, priests probably had the greater power. In time, warrior kings emerged as a chief political leader. They took over the powers of the old council and elders and set themselves up as hereditary rulers, passed power from father to son. Almost always, rulers claim that their right to rule came from the gods. So this is really talking about not European church organization. This is talking about civilized polytheism, Elohim establishment. You can see it clear. But these people are going to twist it off later that you forget what you read here, that this is polytheism stuff. It's not AD Anno Domini stuff. Almost always, rulers claim that their right to rule came from the gods. Early Chinese kings, when I tell people that Chinese are polytheism people, they are ethnic people. A lot of people like Lars, they don't know, okay, that all ethnic people belong to the hybrid family. Almost always, rulers claim that their right to rule come from the gods. Early Chinese kings took the title Son of Heaven. You hear that? Son of Heaven is Chinese.
title. And Incan emperor, you hear this now? Who is Incan emperor now? You bet, yeah, here be something they're going to bring in. They're going to bring in slackness, white people into the history. And they are not calling their name and say them are white people. Them not tell you that. Them will start calling themselves Romans. So this emperor now called Incan emperor declared that they were sons of the sun itself. Oh, they were emperor too? Chinese were emperor? Well, I don't know this to be so. Well, saying emperors, sons of the sun itself, I don't have anything against that. Thus, political rulers gained religious power as well. When I say political rulers gain religious powers as well, what that mean? No, this doesn't sound right. This doesn't sound right. This sound like they began to twist up something right here, because there is no need to distinguish political rulers and the usual rulers of kings and bringing in emperors in there, because they begin to use emperors, white criminals, sodomites. You see, and that's why I am spotting this here, that they begin to color, the color of sodomy begin to creep into what they're saying. Little by little, they're engine. Government became more complex as rulers issued laws. Now, do you think they're talking about Amurabi or Hernamu or so? Let's see. You say what? Government became more complex as rulers issued laws. Why? When government government kings were issuing laws all along. You see what I mean? So this statement here is to open up some gap where these white people want to fall in line and begin to like tear out, one of the walls that runs between polytheism and their AD and Adamani fucking ass foolishness. So it goes on. Collected taxes and organized system and defense. To enforce order, rulers relied on royal officials. Over time, separate government department evolved. You listen to this. That oversaw functions such as tax collection, irrigation, project, and the military. So they are telling you that because they begin to penetrate our system and do similar things, because they it is true, I'm telling you, they call themselves Romans, and that's the way they were operating and becoming priests and all kind of different office that belong to polytheism. Them start to do it, and they start to set up their own priesthood too. Yeah, they start to do all of that. And so they worship some of the gods too. You see? So talking about the early time and civilization, they begin to muddy up our civilization. You see, until today, we don't really know what is civilization. That's what these fucking ass white people have been doing. Now, if we don't come up and show that, look, they are not a part of civilization, they're going to continue to just vanish us away. They go on to talk about complex religions. Now, what is complex about religion? Let's listen. Like their Stone Age ancestors. Who are they calling Stone Age ancestors? Only these Europeans call themselves Stone Age. African people are not Stone Age people because they were never making stone tools. So you see how these white fucking ass white people, how they go about business? Now, they don't go and go raise up their own affair in Europe. They not do that. They start to tear down the system that the gods given to the hybrid people. That's what they began to do. What did they do with, say, at least 4 million years before we come about, 2,000 years ago? What did they do with it? Why they don't write a government for themselves long before our time? There would be no problem. There would be no problem at all. Now, we have to have the sense that we were created with 100,000 years ago to deal with these people who come here and take language out of our blood. That's what they do. Come get our blood to get children. And that's what they do now and call themselves Cro-Magnon and talking. Because we were the only human hybrid that talked. So now they come and want to duplicate us with their fucking assholes and are making law now for married sodomite people like Obama. Fully sodomite and behaving like him and a sodomite. Him and Michelle. You see what I mean? This is what is happening. Now, so you see they're opening up this cycle now to bring in themselves complex religion. They don't need to write nothing about religion. White people is not a part of religion. You understand that? They're not. And they must take their fucking ass out of our system because it don't belong to them. So everything here on out, you see, is not going to read like, for example, at the end of the role of religion in the role in the world history, National Geographic, it opened up. It after it tells you about the priest, you know, it tells you that to win the favor of the gods, priests supervise ritual. You hear this? This keep it clean. Priests supervise rituals aimed at pleasing them, then gave the priest, this gave the priest and made them very important people. Rulers also claim that their power was based on divine approval, and more, and some rulers claim to be divine, right? So you can see they keep this clean throughout, coming from the Neolithic age, come right down to emergence of civilization, rise of city, growth of government, role of religion. They keep it clean, you know, they keep it clean, polytheism. But these, when you go into the other princes hall, that water down the information and bring in these sodomites in there. So you can see here, you can see where it begins to tell you about a new social order and keep it totally polytheistic. They tell you it's a new social order with this new urban civilization here. And write down Mesopotamia, completely. So National Geographic, it's not perfect in the same context here that I'm talking. It's not perfect, but it is a lot cleaner as far as I can see than the print is all. So I would recommend the National Geographic edition 2, and published 2004 edition 2, National Geographic Glencoe. That is a better edition, where they keep the information more to context. Yeah, so it tells you we're writing on everything come from. It don't bring in drawing these white people trying to bring in Jesus and all them kind of thing into civilization. You see what I mean? Now, listen, I ain't joking about this, because we can't have our rights and lose it to these fucking asshole white people.